Blog Talk Radio.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's alright, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out, it's time to say.
My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk, the Real People Show, where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Because we realize we have been socially engineered and conditioned so to the effect that we have become mental cases. And this daughter of Babylon, we have become walking dead Negroes and Negresses. We don't know much about anything and don't care much about anything. The song is quite relative. If we really love the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, why don't we tell him? If we really love one another because of what we've been through universally, why don't we care or be concerned about it in the least bit? Mental health is a great problem in our community. We see it every day of the week, but we simply ignore it. We become numb to it. We become numb to the universal plight that we have been inducted into. And we care the least bit. It doesn't bother us how we treat or mistreat one another. We have no concern in any regards. We need new hearts and new spirits. We need to humble ourselves and allow the Most High footsteps to be our pathways. We need to learn to love the Most High and tell him. We need to learn to love one another and tell each other because, as I indicated, we have become mental baskets, mental cases. We don't know much about anything and don't care about anything. And we think it's funny, it's cute. It's not funny and are cute. is something serious. And some of us has become so complacent that we love to stay here. We want them to just cherish us, love us, mean well for us. It's not going to happen, my people. You need to love and cherish one another. We all we got. If we don't do that, who's going to do it? I don't mean to be facetious and are ugly, but it's true. We need to study Yah's word. We need to love the Most High. We need to study one another and improve upon one another and be there to say, I love you. I got you. Everybody else do it, but we have become such a monstrosity, numbed down, socially engineered and conditioned that we could care less about anybody and anything. It's all about me, baby. I got mine. You better get yours. You got mental problems. That's all you. I'm something special. Ain't nobody special. We're all in this boat together. And we need to learn how to comport ourselves in this sinking ship in this Western Hemisphere under the guise of universal white race supremacy. You see how they're working for Donald Trump? You see how those Republicans are working for him? The worst case scenario of a human being. But we won't go the extra mile for one another. We need new hearts and new spirits. We need to be humble. We need to learn how to love. Most important, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, whom which we are about to study, and certainly one another. This country has made us mental baskets. And y'all know I ain't lying. It's true. But if you're wondering who we are working with today, we work with everybody, every day. We love each other on this show. We know the requirements. We're there for one another on this show because we know the requirements. We know the fundamentals, which is to love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brother and sister as yourself, realizing you're nothing special than your brother and our sister. We're all in this together. Praise the Most High. Katriel from New York City and Sister Avia from New York City. That's all I need to know about them. They don't simply talk about how much they love the Most High. Their actions are indicative of how much they love the Most High. They don't simply talk about how much they love their brothers and sisters. Their actions are indicative of their love for their brothers and sisters. It's good enough for me. And it certainly should be good enough for you as your fellow student. And I suspect that it's good enough for the Most High because they are fundamentally correct in their actions in regards to him and our dear brothers and sisters. Tonight's family night. How appropriate. I'm going to start it off right. We are all over the place when it comes to family night and praising and blessing the Most High. I want to give praise and blessings to the Most High, to my biological family and the things they're going through today. I want to bless the Most High for my radio family, our students. You know, we are a small university. We have the numbers of a small university on the Real Talk for Real People study show. I want to thank the Most High for those students who elected to come study with us, not because they think we're something special, but they think what we're teaching is something special. That we go book, chapter, and verse by every book, in line, in sequence. And we try to break it down for them like they're 4 years old. No disrespect, but like they're novices. And I believe they can appreciate it. I want to thank the Most High for Cartrell and Sister Avia and the other fellow students. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to work for him on this show, to learn as I go. And to know it won't stop till our caskets drop. And that's the way it is, people. When you think you got it right and you think you got it all, well, I suspect you may be a walking dead brother and a walking dead sister. You're not going to ever get this all together in one sequential studies. You have to take it over and over and over and over again to be a master at anything. And even then, you got to keep taking classes, as our kings were required to study the Most High Word. as our high priest, and the Levites were required to study the Most High Word. And surely that was suggested to the commoners, the common Hebrew Israelites, and certainly is suggested to you. I'd like to thank the Most High for us getting it fundamentally correct. I'd like to thank the Most High for my humility. I want to thank the Most High for my love, compassion, and mercy. I want to thank the Most High for being able to say I'm wrong about something and to be corrected about something and the humility to accept correction. I want to thank the Most High for each of you that you get it fundamentally right. That's all we want for you, to get it right so you can do the right things. And pray for us, my family. Pray for our mental health people because of social engineering and conditioning. The onus is not on them. The onus is on the poison that we have been born into. Some of us sadly think that the war is over. The war has not ended ever since we arrived here, buck naked and in chain. And we're inundated with crazy stuff that makes us crazy. It ain't cute to be laughing at your folk when they got problems. Show them some love. Reach out to your folk. Because they are folks too. They're biologically ours too. Even though we're not born in the same family, you are my family. And I'm a family. I ought to thank the Most High for that. I'd like to bless and praise his holy name. And I hope you join in with me to bless and praise the Most High holy name, Yah. Praise Yah. So let me introduce to you my fellow students, lead students in these studies, Sister Avia of New York City. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot.
May bless you too, brother. All praises and glory to Yah. And you said a mouthful. When it comes to love, you have people now that too afraid or too stubborn to say, I love you. They want to say, well, who going to say it first? But see, you need to think about each and every day when you wake up, it's Yah's love that he breathes into you so you can inhale and exhale. So try and practice that same thing. All the love you inhale from Yah, exhale and share with your brothers and sisters. I just hope everybody is feeling well and feeling good to be back.
That was beautifully said, Sister Avia. I couldn't have said it even better. Exhale and inhale love. Praise Yah. Thank you, Sister Avia. It's good to have you back. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
I mean, all praise. Bless Yah, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His words endure forever and ever. Shalom, family. Good to hear your voices. Yom Sufari, Sister Abiyah. And y'all don't be leaving me much on the plate, man, with the words y'all be throwing out.
Good to hear you, brother. I love you, brother.
We're doing okay, brother. How you doing? Oh, we leave you a lot, Katriel. We leave you a lot, brother. We leave you a lot.
Leave me a lot, yeah. Yeah. Because we deal with the everlasting and forever.
Exactly.
There's plenty of room on the table. And
exactly.
I like to take the opportunity to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael in my life that brought me in contact with you, Brother Yom Sufari, and Sister Abiyah.
Praise
and all the Israelites out there that's fighting that battle for us to get over and out of this captivity that we find ourselves in. And you said it best, man. We've been under psychological warfare from the time we've been brought over here butt naked on ships. They took our name, our language, our culture, our history. And 400 years later, we have to give thanks to the Most High for his loving kindness endures forever. We are on this radio talk show talking about our roots, our culture, our history, and who we really are. So I praise Yah for all things and everything. I give him thanks. For my life, my health, my strength, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for the family that I have, and the nation that I have, and the friends that I have, for the gift of life, for his loving kindness and his tender mercies that he shows to us. And how much more, there's so much more I could thank Yah for. And on the night that we thank Yah, I'm thankful for the audience that's out there, that's dedicated, 5,000 plus, listening to Yah's word, whether they're advocates or not, all the world needs to know. And I'm just thankful that Yah has people listening in and our efforts to share his word with the world. All praise to the Holy One.
All praise, Kajal. Great job. All right, fellow students, we were at an end. Aaron is being set up as Moses' spokesperson because Moses is wavering and vacillating, and he really don't want to take the job. Let's be honest about it. But once he took it, he was good at what he did. But he's vacillating on his own insecurities. So like we have a lot of mental illness among us, as I spoke about. Moses was subjugated to the very same thing in some fashion. He was told he was less than, he was a nigger, or whatever they want to call him. They had a right to call him. He was in their land, and you ain't got no right to be putting your hand on the Mizarine, just like to tell that brother in New York City. You ain't got no right to be bringing charges against Donald Trump. Why are you the nigger? That's what they really want to say, and that's what they really want to think. That's what they think of. Like they told Moses was traumatized. We're still traumatized. So let's just position the position, and you can understand somewhat a little bit how Moses had these trepidations about himself, had these shortcomings about his ability. I've been subject to that. Each of you have been subject to that. That humiliation, that subjugation, that telling you you're less than, you're not good enough, you don't look like we look. And that's going to remain in their land, in universal white race supremacy, the daughter of Babylon. It's going to remain. So your job is not to remain under this mental trauma and abuse. It is your job, fundamentally, each of you, to try to get away Monday. And how can you do that? The Most High says, cry out to me, not cry out to your enemies, to the voting processes, and so on and so forth. Not cry out to your enemy going to the Roman Catholic Church. Not cry out to your enemy going to the Baptist Church, which they all set up, because fundamentally, they're all from the Roman Catholic Church. That's why they call religions. That simply means the name in itself is indicative that it means to divide. They've divided and conquered us, and they're picking us off one by one, and we're happily going down that road. We don't need to divide and conquer. We need to unify and cry out. That's how we conquer. We need to love and cry out. That's how we conquer. All this nonsense. Yeah, just I got mine. I don't care about your behalf. Y'all need to get rid of that attitude. That don't work on us. That doesn't work for us. That works on us. We have processes as a nation. It's unification. It's crying out together. That's the Most High to give us some solutions. But unfortunately, some of us don't see it. As I said, we've been socially engineered and conditioned by our enemies that we got to run to them for everything. You have no control over your food sources. You have no control over your water sources. You have no control over the clothes you wear on your back. We need to get out of this being a good nigger, a good negress, however you want to call it. We need to be the Hebrew men and Hebrew women that we are, standing tall together. Unified together, crying out to the Most High together, and get away from this nonsense that only seems to denigrate us and tear us down with this mental trauma that we're going through. And we're all traumatized. And you know it as I speak. Yum Soup ain't lying, y'all. I remember when I was a little boy in school, the teacher told me this. I remember I was a little girl. I was trying to get a better job. They said I'd never be good enough for that. And Cartrell can tell you himself. Cartrell, you're not college material. I suspect Cartrell said to himself, why? Because you're a nigger. You whatever we call you. And you better believe it, and you better accept it. And some of us, unfortunately, accept it. And thus, down that long road of being traumatized and continued traumatized. Go ahead,
Cartrell.
Yes.
You got a memory like an elephant, man.
I do, brother. Praise yeah. the Most High. Praise the Most High.
A lot of it. You remember I told you I went to my high school guidance counselor. She told me I wasn't college material. It's like, what? I wanted to blow her office up. But the challenge to us is the same as it was to our ancient fathers with Moses and the Israelites that were in Egypt. Moses, he complained to Yah, just like the Israelites complained to him when he was in the wilderness. Right? So he could see himself in our people. Because this is how he's starting out with Yah, right? He asking Yah a question. He doubting Yah. He asking Yah to give somebody else the job. He sounds like the Israelites in the wilderness as we go on.
Exactly.
But he realized that he sees himself in our people. I'm just like them. I was just like them. Which gave him the patience and humility to deal with our people. Because we ain't no different from our people.
Exactly. No, we're not. No, we're not.
So when we point fingers, we point fingers at ourselves.
You better believe
the negative that I see in you is that same negativity as in me. And I got to conquer that. Moses has the ability to conquer that. He's in a trial by fire, but he knows that the Most High is with him. And we got to know that too. The Most High ain't displaying himself like he displayed himself to Moses, but we can see that the Most High is with us as a people. Because these people would have got rid of us like they did the Native Americans. When's the last time you seen an Apache or a Mohawk or Cheyenne or Seminole or any of these other Native American Indians that own this land? These people will exterminate you and claim the land as they own. And you know they want to do that to us.
Yeah.
But due to the loving kindness and tender mercies of Yah, we are still here. And we ain't going nowhere. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Katria, my brother, you are right on point. And turn to chapter 7, Shemote. Some of you say Exodus. That is not the correct name. That is a Greek name. It does not indicate anything. That's they left. It just says Exodus means they gone, they left. That doesn't. That's not what this says. Shemote means names. And names are valuable to us. They mean something. And the Most High name was one of the first names mentioned in this book. And that should be significance to you. That should be the first line of defense for you. Praise God.
And in this book of Shemot, book of names, the Most High gonna let Pharaoh know his name. Because Pharaoh's talking about he don't know who Moses talking about. You gonna know my name.
Are you mean to tell me he gonna do a Muhammad Ali on Pharaoh? What's my name? Like Muhammad Ali did on that boy called him Cassius Clay. So you mean to tell me that the Most High gonna do a rope a dope on Pharaoh? What's my name, Pharaoh?
Broke on.
What's my name? Yeah, I believe. What's my name, Pharaoh?
Fucking name.
Yah. Let's start, y'all. Chapter 7. Thank you, Contrail. Fellow students. So Yah said to Moses, see, I made you as Yah to Pharaoh. You're my representatives, so to speak. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. These are representatives, not in actuality. And you shall speak. Yes.
You didn't quote the Most High exactly. What did he say? He said to Moses, behold, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
So people ask about the angels when the Most High sends them, right?
Exactly.
And the presence, the angel of the Most High's presence. They wonder, or Christians think that that's God himself.
No, this is representative.
And basically it is, because Yah sent that angel to represent him, which is doing the exact same thing to Moses. You are like God to Pharaoh.
It's just like an ambassador. An ambassador of the United States goes somewhere. That ambassador is representative of the United States of America. So Moses is representative of Yah. Those angels, when they come on a mission for Yah, they are representative of Yah. They speak for Yah.
So when people read the story of Abraham, our father, and the three angels that came to him, and they talk about the angel of the Most High's presence, they think that that's Yah. And it is in a representative form of that angel. Because just like the Most High telling Moses, you are God before Pharaoh.
Right.
Most High tells the angels, you are God before me to the people on planet Earth.
Exactly.
Because they can't bring their own message. They have to bring the message that God, the Most High sent them to bring, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Katya.
Yes. So people get confused. Oh, the Most High made Moses a god. No. He made him a representative of his word to Pharaoh. So he was like God. And he gave him powers. Just like he gives angels powers to carry out his work, right? They're
exactly.
not God, but they carry the Most High's work.
Exactly. Katria, excuse me for a minute, fellow students. Area code 386, I know you got your hand up. We're not ignoring it, but we normally take calls at the end of each study segment. So keep your hand up. We will get to you the questions or your statements. Katria, anything else?
I just wanted to point that out because people asked the question, was it God that Abraham met face to face? Anytime the Most High sends his angels out, they are like God. They represent God in his word.
Exactly.
And it's not God himself, it's his representatives.
Exactly. Praise God, Katria. Thank you for pointing that out.
Praise God.
And he says, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. No, don't speak what you said. And Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. But yet I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs as a result, and my wonders in the land of Mesopotamia. But Pharaoh will not heed you. He gave him pre-counsel as what's going down.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
The Most High is repetitive, isn't he? Because this is what he told Moses the first time, wasn't it?
We do it on a real time, a real TV show. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
He had to tell Moses over and over again, what? The same thing. Because Moses didn't understand it to the degree that he should have. So the Most High is patient with him. I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart, and this is what you're going to do. Like I told you the first time. Because Moses was complaining, right? He went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said no. And then Moses went back to Pharaoh. Oh, you said you're going to do this, and he ain't do it. No, I told you.
Well,
that
go
hard and Pharaoh's thought. So Most High got to repeat to mankind because we don't get the message the first time.
Yeah. You know, Katria, thank you, brother, for pointing that out. And I'm going to show you something, Katria, that's part of our DNA. Some things are not... have not left us, and some things have. We need to reconstitute that. And I'm going to tell you what hadn't left, because we said this now. But Pharaoh would not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Mithraim. Don't we tell you quick, but don't make me lay my hands on you. Girl, don't make me lay my hands on you. Mm-hmm. Some things are in our DNA, and some things need to be reconstituted in our DNA. And Yah said, he going to lay his hand on Mizraim and bring my armies, and we're still the armies of Yah. And my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mizraim, but great judgments, and the Mizraimites shall know that I am the Elohim when I stretch out my hand on Mizraim and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did.
So who going to know Yah's name?
The Mizraimites. Mizraim.
Not just Pharaoh.
Not everybody.
All the people of Israel.
Yeah.
That's why this book is called the Book of Names.
Exactly. Because
everybody's going to know the name of Yah when he stretched out his hand to bring judgment on a nation for doing what? Oppressing his people. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of folks in universal white race supremacy don't know who is the Elohim.
They worried about our hands. They may be looking for the hand of the Most High.
Exactly. Because they ain't paid it. You ain't got to beg these folks for no, what is that they be asking for, Katria? Reparation? You ain't got to ask reparation. The Most High
civil rights, equal rights.
You ain't got to ask him for that. Why you want to be a part of something that is rotten anyway? Why do you want to be a part of something that is rotten and evil and wicked? The Most High says, stay away from wicked folk. Don't flee to them. Flee away from them. Why you want to be a part of them anyway? What are they doing for anybody? They got a good army. They got enough weaponry to blow the world up 30 times, as Cottrell said. But on the most part, and that's what you want to be a part of. Stop it.
Do you know what the divine penalty of stealing is? You have to pay back 5 times the amount that you stole.
Well, and this universal white race supremacy is 35 years.
I'm talking about 400 years of death.
Oh, yeah.
400 times 5 is what?
20.
They can't afford to repay us what they owe.
That's a lot of money, man. But they're going to pay it. Okay. They go pay it though, brother. Aaron's received his rod too. You know, Moses got his rod that he ran away from when the Most High turned it into a serpent, which we still don't like snakes. Okay. The Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, and saying, when Pharaoh speaks to you, he's always giving them pre-counsel, saying, show a miracle for yourself. Then you should say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and he did so, just as Yah commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called, you know, there's a lot of wicked folk now. We got evil, wicked folk now. Y'all don't know y'all playing with folk around here. That's why y'all don't need to be running, hanging out with everybody. And y'all think there's no such thing as sorcerers? And so Pharaoh called for the wise men, the sorcerers, and the physicians of Mizraim. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Did you notice the switch?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the switch?
Yeah, I noticed Pharaoh finna question the miraculous of that serpent by virtue of him calling his wise men, the sorcerers, and so the magicians of Mizraim.
Now, you missed the switch.
Okay.
Moses, when he talked to the burning bush, right? Y'all told him to throw it on his rod, right? What happened?
Right. Oh, yeah, the switch off. Yeah, you're talking about Moses telling Aaron to throw his rod down. Right.
It wasn't Moses' rod. It was Aaron's rod.
Aaron's rod. Tag team, brother. Tag team. Just like we do on this show. Tag team.
So when we see the movie The Ten Commandments, is Moses throwing down his rod? No, it wasn't Moses throwing down his rod. It was Aaron that threw down his rod.
Exactly.
And when it says serpent, it wasn't a snake. The name is Tanin, which is like an alligator.
Okay.
It turns into an alligator.
Alligator.
A dragon.
A
yeah.
Snake.
It turns into a snake. It turns into an alligator.
Iron sharpens iron on his shoulder. That doesn't
matter. Yes, sir.
And it's turning into Now, Pharaoh, thank you, Katria. Now, Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, the magicians of Mizraim, and also, they also did like manner with their enchantments. For every man drew down his rod, and they became alligators. But Aaron's rod swallowed up. This alligator was a big, bad Mama Jumma alligator. He swallowed up their alligators. And Pharaoh's heart grew hard. Oh, damn, so to speak.
Well, actually, their staff turned into serpents.
Exactly.
Aaron's wild was an alligator.
Okay, all right. You learn something new, brothers and sisters, if you got your
ears.
Praise y'all. So Aaron's big old alligator ate up them little snakes. Okay?
Yes.
And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them. As Yah had said, as he already previously counseled, he's not going to listen either. So herein comes the first plague. Water becomes blood.
Mm.
So Yah says to Moses, Arrow's heart is hard, just like these universal white race supremacy systems is against us. It's hard against us. And y'all know I ain't lying. Go ahead.
Before you go on, when Moses first went to them with Aaron and the elders and told Pharaoh, the Most High said, let Israel go, 3 days journey in the desert.
Right.
The Most High didn't harden Pharaoh's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh's heart was hardened on his own. Matter of fact, he told him to make bricks without straw. You're idle. You're lazy.
Right.
You got time to plan to get up out of here and serve some God I don't know? So Pharaoh's heart was hard already.
Mm-hmm.
And the Most High only exacerbated his hard heart.
The Most High counseled it. Said, man, heart already hard. Well, I'm just going to point it out to you. He ain't going to let y'all go, but I want y'all to know this. Yeah, y'all didn't harden his heart. Y'all indicated that the man's heart was hard already, and anybody changed. So people that's living in the universal system of universal white race supremacy, if you think you gonna get a vote, they gonna switch it up. You'll be asked for the same vote 4 more years from now. If you think you gonna get some good water, you'll still be asking for some water. If you think you'll get good education, you'll still be asking for a good education. If you think you gonna get some better housing, you'll still be begging for better housing. The system of universal white race supremacy is hardened against you. And you can cry all you want to talk about when y'all going to love us. You need to be crying out to the Elohim and ask him when you going to love us. We love you. That's what you need to be doing. But you're continually crying out to a system that is systematically and mentally traumatized you. You think they're going to show you some love. People, y'all, whatever you're smoking, stop smoking on it. Stop smoking on it. Cause, yeah. Go ahead, Cartrell.
The Most High gave Pharaoh an opportunity to change his heart before he got started.
Exactly.
But once judgment comes down, the Most High is going to exacerbate your wickedness. You're evil, you're going to be more wicked.
Exactly.
We see Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
He had a change, had an opportunity, you know, make corrections in his life, but his heart is hardened more and more.
They don't change. Don't look at his sucker.
Don't even get him more in trouble. Huh?
Look at his sycophants that's kissing his behind, lying, kissing his behind in line. Oh,
and guess what?
Yeah, you did him wrong.
The people that's for Donald Trump, the Most High is going to harden their hearts.
Exactly.
Because that's where their hearts are already, right?
Right.
It's only going to be hardened.
Exactly. And they be telling you all the time, they ain't got no love for y'all, us neither. But we don't want to see it. You see, I see those Negroes behind Donald Trump having signs and plaques talking about, black folk love you. Yes, black folk, I'm not no black folk. And maybe they love you, people that's living in a gloomy, dark, existent, non-culture. Black folk, yeah, a color, yeah, they may love you. But Yom Sufar Reef ain't got no love for you and your kind. And ain't looking for your love, any kind of shape, form, and a fashion. But I guess black folks do love them, because I ain't black, though. I'm not a color. I'm not a non-entity. I'm not a dark, gloomy, foreboding individual. I'm a nice person. I love my
So
I love y'all, the LOM. Yes, go ahead.
So all these Israelites that love Donald Trump, right? All these brothers and sisters out there loving Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump called the New York prosecutor an animal.
Yeah.
An animal. And he had a bat with a picture like he was going to crack the brother upside his head.
Right.
We laughing. But that's what he posted. He posted himself with a bat and a brother standing there, right, in harm's way for Donald Trump to swing that bat and hit him in the head. And he called the brother an animal. For all the Israelite brothers and sisters that's out there supporting Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the same guy that called the Bob brothers the Central Park wolf pack, and they were innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And he called for them to be executed without knowing whether they were innocent or guilty.
Exactly.
So love over Donald Trump if y'all want to.
Exactly. Praise
God. He brings out the worst nature in what you call universal white racist supremacy. He brings out their worst nature. So roll with Donald Trump if you want to.
Exactly. Praise y'all. And thank you for bringing that to them. And fellow students, for Yah says to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refused to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the water. Gave him specifics. And you said, stand by the riverbank to meet him. Be there, meet him. And a rod which was turned into a serpent, you should take in your hand. And you should say to him, Yah Elohim of the Hebrews have sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you are not here. Thus says the Elohim, by this you shall know that I am the Elohim. Behold, I will strike the water which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood. Now, it seems like another switch off, Katra. Let's continue on. And the fish.
But Yah Su.
Yes, go ahead.
So Pharaoh, he's listening to Moses and Aaron every time they come, right? Why aren't they under arrest in jail? Like, y'all keep coming before me talking this osh, this garbage. Your people are idle. Every time Moses and Aaron come before Pharaoh, they seem to walk in and walk out without being arrested.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the protection of Yah. Pharaoh can't touch them. Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
With all the power that Pharaoh got in Egypt, mm-hmm. Moses and Aaron is like up in the White House saying, yo, Pharaoh, Yah should let my people go. Where's security to arrest these guys?
Exactly.
You feel me? Trust me, Pharaoh had an army. Like, why y'all keep coming in here bothering me about letting people go? Well, go ahead. I mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
My wife, it came to me, and I didn't want people to overhear our conversation. Okay, thank
Sound
you,
like
brother.
Like you're working some curry goat or something.
Man, it's just like curry goat. You know, Cartier, I'm glad you mentioned curry goat. I'm thinking seriously about barbecuing me some curry. Not the curry goat. I got a big barbecue. I don't know why you brought this goat up, man. I was on the road. Leave me alone with this goat, okay? All right. But I think about barbecuing me some of that goat, my brother. All right, because I got a big box of it. All right. Thank you, Katria. Thank you, fellow students. My apologies.
Yeah. Why wasn't Moses and Aaron arrested immediately? You keep coming before the king with this garbage. Let people go.
I suspect I know the reason. He is terrorized. Y'all terrorized, folks. He's terrorized.
Oh, yeah.
That man ain't no fool. So he's terrorized, and he's about not to be premature in his actions. So y'all would terrorize our enemies. You ain't got to worry about him. All right.
He got his hand on him, like what you said.
Yeah. Thank you.
He got that record. He got the whole world in his hand.
He's
got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole. I ain't going to sing the whole song, but y'all know that song.
Man, you had my head rocking. That's it.
You and me, brother.
You better believe
got the whole world in his hand.
Thank you, brother.
In his hand.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
He got Pharaoh wrapped up, though, in a fist.
Mm-hmm. he laid hands on
him. No doubt.
And he said, thank you, Katria. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, fellow students. Let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you were not here. Thus said the Elohim. By this you should know that I am the Elohim. Behold, I will strike the water which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned into blood, and the fish that are in the river shall die. The river shall stink, and the Mizraimites will loathe to drink the water of the river. Then Yah spoke to Moses. He said, say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Mizraim, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, over all the ponds of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout the land of Mizraim. both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone. Moses and Aaron did so just as Yah commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, the river stank, and the Mizraimites could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout the land of Mizraim. Then the magicians of Mizraim did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard. He did not heed them, as Yah had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, shut the door on him. Neither was his heart moved by this. So all the Mizraimites dug around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. And 7 days passed after the Yah had struck the river. Moses and Aaron was just his representative, but it was Yah who did to do. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, Sister Abby, you have the mic. And and area code 386, if you still want to say something before we get into our last segment of study, raise your hand back up. And after Cottrell and Sister Abby is done, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to bring you right on. There you go. Cottrell, Sister Abby, you have the mic.
Yeah, I was noticing how Yah works through Moses and Aaron. And a praise a part of the having fear. Y'all's like showing them, you go ahead and you do what I tell you. Regardless of what Pharaoh did, anything that Pharaoh do, I can do better. I am your Elohim. I'm your savior. I will bring you out of this. And sure enough, everything Pharaoh do, you know what happened. So, that, like you said, they hard-headed, but they loosened up when they started seeing what y'all started doing.
All praises. What we don't really understand and notice is that the Most High is attacking the gods of Egypt. The Nile River was considered one of the gods of Egypt. And that's the first plague that the Most High put on them, that he turned the rivers into blood. But he turned the rivers into blood so that Pharaoh would release the children of Israel in order that they may do what? Serve him.
Yeah.
Which means they could not serve Yah while they were in captivity. Where we at now? We in the lands of our captivity. Which means we cannot serve Yah until we are free to serve him, like he requires us to serve him. We can pray to him, we can call out to him, we can cry out to him, and he will be nigh to us, he will hear us, he will answer our prayers. But we cannot serve Yah while we're in captivity. He demanded of Pharaoh, let my son go that he may what? Serve me. And that's what our people have to understand now, because we are still in captivity. Under the laws, statutes, and commands of our captors, can't do what Yah requires of us according to his law. So very important lesson here. And we see that the movie was off. It wasn't Moses that stretched out his rod and turned the water into blood. It was Aaron who stretched out his rod and turned the water into blood. So you could be deceived by looking at the propaganda of the white man in movies like The Ten Commandments. And when you read the actual history, you will uncover the truth. So we're trying to uncover the truth and debunk all the misconception and the misnomers and find out the facts about our history. It was Aaron who Yah said, Moses is like God and Aaron is like your prophet. And it was Aaron's rod that was being stressed out as we read these chapters right now. All praises. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise Yah, Cottrell. So, Sabia, any comments or commentaries?
I wasn't saying what I had to say. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, then, area code 9386 out of Florida. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. ask what question you want or make what statement you want. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Brother Yakinon.
Brother Yakinon.
Yeah, man, I listen. This is a testimony out of this world. I don't know what's going on, why y'all brought this to me, but Catriel, me and you are Moses and Aaron. I went in the prison system today, and I'm glad you said about the alligator, because I throw down an alligator. Them boys are throwing snakes.
Right.
It was three of us. It was the Muslims. It was the Catholic mass and all them, and they looking at me like, oh man, we never seen this before. We want to know. They want to know somebody from the outside, because when you say Hebrew Israelites in prison, they thinking it's a non-domestic terrorist, non-violent terrorist. So I had to explain to them, no, that is not us. We is not a part of it. So they looking at me for answers. So I'm like, I'm stuck. And listen, I got high for the first time since I was a baby. You know, when you go in church, you have that feeling.
Right.
You had that feeling when you first walked. Yes, I had that feeling with my brothers. It was three of us. It was three of them. And I was telling them, hey, we're not going to do doctrine today. We're just going to do an introduction, and I'm going to introduce y'all to the nation. We're nation building. So all that doctrine, let's leave it behind. But I want y'all to keep y'all doctrine. So them brothers, I mean, I present. You got my paperwork I sent to you, Catriel, brother? In the email?
Wait, you sent it to my email address?
Yeah,
I didn't look at it yet.
I went through that with him. I went through that with him, and I explained to him from Genesis to Malachi, but I did it in a little, you know, if you see my paperwork, you'll see. Man, it was awesome. I, like, went in there and killed it. So now when you explaining this now, I don't know if I'm Moses or Aaron, but I know I throw that alligator down and I ate up all those serpents. They're looking at me. I'm in there with my motorcycle vest on. I got Supreme Big Cat Israelite Heritage on my vest. I'm like, I'm different. And they just like, they at me like, I'm God. Like, y'all say, okay, they're looking at him like I'm God to them. They may have seen this. I just introduced something new. So the nation of the United Nations of Israel finna take over the Florida State Prison, like, real quick. I'm finna do that.
Right.
It's just awesome. I'm glad I don't know what brought this scripture on. I missed last week, so don't condemn me for that. I was way out of pocket.
It be like that sometimes.
And my daughter, she just hung up because y'all was, you know, I had on the call for a minute. You know, we got to keep them kids in there. But she's like, man, my phone finna die. My phone.
Oh,
my phone ain't finna die. Yes, sir.
You could always go to the archives of the show and go back on the previous shows that we've had.
You know what? I asked the assistant chaplain, I asked him, say, what can I do about my brothers want to hear the podcast? It's only three of them came today. So I got the addresses and not the address, but the DC NMC. I'd have been me, Yansu, you know, DC NMC, BO4171. You can find them. You can get all the information. So those three are going to be, I told them, I said, y'all going to be like test subjects, but not test subjects. Don't look at it like test subjects. That's just our lingo, how we talk. But y'all going to be test subjects. And they cool, man. It's awesome what we finna do. And they got a lot of brothers in there. We finna liberate the whole Florida. I don't know. I can't. I mean, I know. I see it. I'll praise Most High. All blessings. The Most High finna liberate Florida. I don't know how, but I see it. I mean, I don't. He showed me a vision. I'm scared because I'm not worthy.
I'm happy. I'm not scared.
I'm scared of the Most High. Hey, listen, if the Most High step foot in my face, I'm scared. I ain't ready because I ain't living right.
That's enough. I'm going to give you a word that you should roll with. Holy bonus. Holy bonus with humility. Holy bonus.
Man, you gave me a bonus, huh?
Holy
man, he stepped me up too. I wasn't ready.
You ready?
I got to be. He called and I'm coming. He called. He told me to do this, and I've been.
Yes.
Man, if y'all was in my shoes, I felt the power. I felt the energy. I'm like, man, I don't want to be this high. This is too much. Like, I'll say something, and then I like, okay, the scripture say this, and boom, in unison, both all three reading at the same time. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, oh my goodness. All praise to the Most High. And they was just as hyped up as I was. So this is finna be big. This is going to be real big.
I was trying to figure out how we get in contact with the sisters that are incarcerated.
Okay, I'll take care of that next. I'll take care of that next. If you know anyone in Florida.
Maybe, hit me up. A sister called me today from prison.
Oh, okay.
And she's making contact with me. She was in prison in Atlanta. Now she's in St. Louis. And she's exchanging information with me. So now we got a contact with a sister in prison.
Okay, send it to me. I'll do your legwork for you. You busy doing other stuff. I'll do it for you. Just give me her contact. I will go in there. And I see right now I'm already in the system in Florida. So it'll be easy for me to go to any prison. Because, oh, he's a prison minister. I'm recognized. I'm like in there. I walked in there as a free man. I was like, man, I'm not used to this. Don't be locking these doors behind me. Y'all too, you know what I'm talking about. When you hear that noise, click, click. I'm like, oh, no. Man, this is an awesome day. And this scripture, what y'all went over today, just coincided with all praises to the Most High. He did that. Man, I'm high off of this. I never felt that feeling since I walked into the church. My grandfather died. I was 5 years old. I hate churches because it had that tingly feeling, like the spirits, the energy. And I felt that today and with my people. So it's kind of like I wasn't ready for that.
We're the only people that could generate that spirit. And it's very significant and meaningful because just like Moses, Yah has us on a mission. And we have to be holy, bold, and confident in the Most High and what he's putting us forward to do. Can't have no doubts, no fears. Y'all's pushing us forward, man. We have to liberate our brothers and sisters that are behind these bars.
And I explained it to him because on my paperwork, excuse me, but on my paperwork, it say I cannot talk about legal stuff. But I told my brother, I say, anything y'all say to me, say lawful and clean.
Right.
No legalities. Nothing legalities. We're going to... This is going to be big. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Are they going to allow you to listen to the show?
Oh, I talked to him. I got to talk to the head chaplain because, he's off on Thursdays and Fridays. I think it's a coincidence. Not a coincidence because he didn't want to understand, because when people like that speak to people like us, they lose their faith. And the dude who I spoke to today, the over the masses, they had Catholic mass, they wasn't ready. And I just like you said, Catriel, we in captivity. I told the brother, they talking about, can you, what we do about the Passover? Do I celebrate the Passover? I say, hey, man, this doctrine, we're not going through that. Because then I would have had to explain to them, we are in captivity. We don't have to, but if you do, is that gesture is fine with the Most High, but he might punish you for it, for trying to say it. But that, we unlearn. We learning together. So I'm glad you said that. We learning together. So all these brothers lost, man, we finna mass. We finna have a reverse mass incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
this is gonna be big. Hey, MC, I can't go in there. They let me take my paperwork in there, the ones I sent you. But that wasn't nothing with the legality. See, I'm finna bring when I go back next week, I'm bringing the legal paperwork. So I got to get the private notaries to notarize them. But, see, I hope they can do it while I'm in there and they give them back to me. But I got to go through the proper channels, or they will kick me out. And they're going to kick me out once they find out what we're doing. So
No, don't even put that in the ethos, man. When they find out what you're doing, they're going to open up the doors.
Okay.
We're going to reverse the mass incarceration because we work with the holy boldness and the spirit of the Most High.
I got you. I pray. I know it's true. I know because, I had faith when I first started this mission and had this vision. I say, man, I'm finna go in there and get all my brothers out. I'm out already, so everything I do is null and void because I'm free. My mind is free. They're not free. Their mind is free, but they're not free. So we need to get them free. And they soldiers. They soldiers. Whatever we need, they coming for us. If we can live. One brother I met, he's been down for 15 years. And he got 9 more to do. I say, bro, I'm finna get you a party, even though he did something that's supposed to get you locked up. But, it's the system that got him there. It might have been self-defense. We don't know. We're not going to judge him. The Most High gonna judge him. So if he come home, he come home. If not, the Most High put him where he's supposed to be. That's what I told him. He was like, man, you're right.
I'm elated. We're gonna continue our studies. But here's what I tell brothers that try to look down and know their brothers and sisters. I ain't trying to clean up nobody else. They gotta clean up their own stuff with the LOM. See,
hallelujah.
Well, they need to clean up them little bones they got in their backyard. Because Yom Suf is still working on that cemetery he got in his, okay? So I ain't got time to look it down my nose to somebody else, okay? Can you help me with my cemetery bones? I've been moving for a long time.
Hey, my bones dry. Can I get some water? Yom Suf, them brothers are more faithful than we are. I tell you that.
Exactly.
Well, the few I spoke to, they're more faithful than we are. But we got some hard heads in there we got to get to. The Most High gonna use all of us to do what we do. Now carry on. I don't mean to ramble this long, but
excited. People need to hear the work that we try to do for the LOM and for one another, and that's love. Don't talk about no love. Yeah. It's true. Praise Yah. Thank you, Pastor, for that information. We're elated. The Most High continue to bless you, direct and order your steps. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
All right.
Yes, we got a lot to talk about, Brother Yakanan, how your family doing and all that. And the Most High is bringing a fountain of living waters to the dry bones. And that's what we're studying. That's what we're trying to share, the fountain of living waters to the dry bones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm finna get married again. Well, not again, but I was reading and I'm setting her up to where she have all the money or whatever. You know, they say you gotta get a woman worth her weight just in case something goes wrong. But she don't understand. She said, "Well, you gotta change my last name." Hold up, that's that other modernized stuff. I'm trying to do something bigger for you. You already got the house. Now I'm setting you up with insurance policy. See, I'm doing it. I'm doing the Most High will.
Right. Well, that's how it goes, because my wife is set up. I'm not going to leave her begging on the system. I'm not leaving her begging somebody to bury me. A man, by definition, name means to manage. Manage your families. Don't just be in there. And so if you're going to have a family, you have to take control. You don't run the household. That's a woman's stuff. But you need to manage the dynamics of the family. So my wife going to not... She'll call Cartrell, maybe say, "Cartrell, can you come down to Memphis and pray over Yom Suf," something like that. But she, I send you a fast so you can come down. But she ain't got a woman for nothing. That's what a man's supposed to do. Everybody, they think men supposed to just be a sexual organ. That's ludicrous. You're supposed to be more than that. You're supposed to be the lead elephant. You're supposed to manage the herd. Let the females in the herd manage the intricate detail, but you need to take the herd where the herd needs to be going. See, a lot of us, by virtue of a universal white race supremacy, don't know how to be men and don't know how to be women. That's a sad state of affairs. We need to teach everything. We need to teach the whole fundamentals, Dr. Martin, all the fundamentals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If she cannot be a mother to my daughter, I don't need her. I mean, I'm a man to my boys, but I don't know what to do with a woman.
Well, a woman can turn a boy, a baby into a boy, but she can't make a boy into a man because she don't know what it is. And you can make that baby and you can make that baby into a little girl. Beyond that, you can't make that baby into no woman because you ain't no woman.
No, I tried that with my first daughter. It went wrong.
Right.
I lost.
Yeah. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I lost it to the world.
On the show,
raising sons in our nation is not left up just to the father, because when a son turns 20 years old, he's turned over to the military. You gotta learn discipline, son. You gotta learn how to defend your family. You gotta learn how to stand up for your family. So 20 years old and upward, we was required to serve our nation.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we're so far from that.
Okay, go ahead,
Katria. Yeah, we're so far from that. That's why we need to unite, to train our sons to be men. Because it's not just up to one man to raise his son to be a man. He has to hear it from other voices. Because sometimes sons don't listen to their fathers, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But if he's hearing it from the community, the same thing his father's saying, then he know he got to get himself in line.
Hallelujah.
That's what other nations do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Yep.
Yachanan, may the Most High bless you, brother. You know, we love you. Okay?
I love y'all more.
Thank you, brother. Well,
Katrell,
stop lottie gagging. Time you get back on the clock. Lunch break over with, okay? Yachanan, we love you, brother. Get off the clock, Katrell. Stop riding the clock. It's time to get back to work. Check in. All right.
And I'm signing off. I ain't trying to delay King David's music. His melody,
you,
his song.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Yachanan. Katrell?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Lunch break over. You ready?
Anytime we get into the power of King David's mind, I'm always ready.
Okay. Chapter 27.
I think we did that yesterday, bro.
Avia, where we at? Avia?
Uh-oh. Gatekeepers gone.
What chapter are we on?
I was looking on. You saw 28.
Okay. I stand corrected. Song 28.
Uh-huh.
Rejoicing and answered prayer. Rejoicing.
Say what?
And rejoicing and answered prayer. Again, for the last time, rejoicing and answered prayer. A song by King David. Praise God.
So actually those words should be reversed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when Yah answers your prayer, you're supposed to rejoice, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get Yah to answer your prayer? And King David, our king, gives us the formula. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we thank him for creating our king, the anointed one, King David. Psalm 28, verse 1. To you, Yah, I call. Who you're calling on?
You calling on Yah.
Hallelujah.
Calling your doctor, your lawyer, your governor?
Oh, no.
No, I don't
King
think
David
so.
Let you know. King David calls on Yah. He considers Yah my rock. Don't be deaf to me. He's funny. Don't be deaf to me. Don't ignore me. Lest if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down into the pit. So when Yah is ignoring King David, King David got feelings. And we should have those feelings too. Because Yah should hear us when we call him, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want Yah to ignore our cry or our call. And he should be familiar with our voice, right?
Exactly.
So when King David is speaking to Yah, it's like personal. He says, hear the voice of my petitions. When I cry to you, he ain't worried about nobody else. When I lift up my hands towards your most holy place. And we definitely want Yah to listen to us when we turn towards his holy place. When we pour out our prayers, we want him to listen to us. Don't draw me away with the wicked, because I'm not like them. I don't do what they do. With the workers of iniquity who seek peace with their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. And there's a lot of people like that today, aren't there?
Exactly.
People you think they're your friends will do you dirty. Give them according to their work, which Yah usually does. It's called karma. You reap what you sow. And according to the wickedness of their doings, give them according to the operation of their hands. Bring back on them what they deserve. And for universal white racist supremacy, I feel sorry for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't respect the works of Yah. Does universal white racist supremacy respect the works of Yah?
No,
the operations of his hands. They substitute Yah with science. He will break them down and not build them up. They think they got a future. And their futuristic movies and how they show they're going into space and traveling to different galaxies. Most likely he's going to break them down. Blessed be Yah, because he has heard the voice of my petitions. Does Yah know King David? when he prays to him. Y'all should know all of our petitions on a personal level because he's watching us, each and every one of us personally. So King David knows that Yah knows his voice. And what does he say? Yah is my strength and my shield. Have you made Yah your strength and your shield?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question for all Israelites. Every Israelite should say, Yah is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. When you put your trust in Yah, and he's your strength and your shield, Yah will help you. That's not just words. That's fact. And we talk to the mightiest man in our nation, King David. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song, I will thank him. How many songs did King David write? Oh, okay. He left them out there. How many have they not published that he wrote?
Exactly.
And that's what we do. We are musically inclined people. And our words and our music has impact. Like the OJ said, there's a message in our music. And King David laid the foundation for that because all his songs got messages in it, more potent than any other song we've heard before. He said, therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song, I will thank him. Yah is their strength. Who are you talking about? He's talking about us. We got to know like he knew that Yah is our strength. He is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Now he's talking about himself. We certainly ain't talking about Jesus because Jesus was never anointed. King David was. And he's letting you know that Yah is a stronghold and he is King David's salvation. His plea to Yah is save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also, like you mine. He said, Yah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's telling us Yah needs to be our shepherd. And what? And bear them up forever. If you let Yah be your shepherd, like King David let Yah be his shepherd, Yah will bear you up. For how long? Forever. There's nothing old about forever. Gold is forever. Mm-hmm. Diamonds are forever. Yah's word is forever. And King David's letting you know. You got to be tied to Yah's word, Yah's plan, Yah's walk, Yah's way. And it's just like gold or diamonds. It's forever. So we hope you get the message that King David was trying to lay out because his mind is powerful in connection with Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Tritrail, that is very straight to the point. It was simplistic. Now that they know, what are you going to do with it? Now that you know the love that the Most High have for you and the opportunities, what are you going to do with it? Now that you know you're required to love your brothers and sisters as yourself, what are you going to do with it? Now that you know that you must love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to continue following universal white race supremacy that does not work for us but own us in every aspect of our lives? What are you going to do with it? It's up to you now. We didn't gave you the information. It's up to you to utilize and use it. Praise God and bless his holy name. Now, we had an opportunity, Cox Brown and I, to praise and bless the Most High name. Sister Avia, you hadn't had an opportunity. Would you like the opportunity?
Well, I'm certainly going to take it now.
Okay. All right.
All praises and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise God.
Our fathers. Hallelujah. Thank you, y'all, for my friends and family, for the roof over my head. I thank you. For the food you put on my table, I thank you. I thank you for giving me strength, Yah. For when I feel weak, your love strengthens me. I thank you for letting me rest assured of your protection, Father. And I praise you, Yah, forever with every breath you give me. I will praise you, Yah, with all my heart, soul, and strength, and always. Hallelujah. And I love you, family. Shalom and good night.
We love you too, Sister. Shalom and good night. I'm not going to let Brother Yochanan, he now already did a little praising and whatnot. He ain't going nowhere. Brother Yochanan, your mic is hot, brother. You want to give some thanksgiving and praise to the LOM, y'all? Brother Yochanan, Are you there?
Oh, shalom, shalom. I was on mute. Yeah. My bad. Hallelujah. Okay. All praise to the Most High for sustaining life. All praise to the Most High for this revelation which y'all just gave to me, validating everything that I'm doing, that I ain't all bad. Hallelujah.
Praise y'all. Well, we got some more callers on, and they're welcome to give y'all some praise, as we're all required to. If y'all want to give the Most High some praise, we'll open the mic up for you. So we're going to give you a minute to think about it. I know you got something to praise the Most High for. So hit number one on your phone. We're going to bring you on, and you can give the Elohim some praise and thanksgiving. It's like our king used to do. All right. Well, you ain't got to do it with us. Make sure you do it, okay? All right. Well, Cottrell, do you have any closing remarks, my brother?
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Got to be family, man. I mean, family sometimes butt heads. But we got to realize the ultimate goal, that the Most High is calling us to get ourselves right. And he's giving us time with his loving kindness and tender mercies. And so much thanks and praise needs to be given to the Most High for giving us opportunity while we're in captivity. And let's do the right thing while we got a chance. Love y'all.
Praise.
Help us out. Join the nation. Y'all will gather that us. Register for the day of repentance. And let's get it right. And do what's pleasing in the Most High eyesight. All praise.
And all praise. And I want to ask the students to pray for my family and I. I didn't go into detail because I was saddened of the information I received before. I didn't know whether or not to get on the show. I'm still traumatized over it, and I got to deal with issues as far as family is concerned. And that's why I brought up mental illness. I had a nephew, had mental illness. Well, and he was traumatized by it. I tried to help him, but it didn't seem to work out. I got a call maybe about 40 minutes before I got on the air, and I had to pump myself up to do what's necessary for this nation. I had to put aside my own personal pain. They found my nephew's car this morning in an area had been burnt up, and a body was in the car. And so I didn't want to put that burden on your guys' shoulder. But
my prayers are with you, Hop. Most God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And I'll preserve your nephew's soul.
Thank you, brother.
My control with you, brother. Stay strong.
Thank you. So now that we found love,
what are we going to do?
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah. Don't let it eat you from inside out. Man, we all ate. It's inevitable. That's what we're going to chalk it up to. I hate to say that whatever, you know, the ignorant people talking about, it's going to be all right. No, it ain't. We don't know. It might be. It is going to be all right, but no.
Praise y'all, bro. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
And keep us in your prayers. And I want to pray for each one of you. And may the Most High continue to bless each of you. We're all we got. Praise the Most High. Have a safe weekend. And bless his holy name. Shalom and good night. Control.